It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Felger and Mass.
Little sport dork orgy. So sporty.
Oh, yeah.
So sporty.
Oh, yeah.
Sports and sports and sports.
Oh, yeah.
Sports in your face.
Oh, yeah.
Sports.
Felger and Mass.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
98.5. The Sports Hub.
Horford going hard against Embiid. Tries again. Now throws to the corner. Tatum turns the corner. Spins with a great handle. And then throws it down on Ben Simmons. A spectacular drive and finish by Jason Tatum.
Man.
Ooh, what an amp. 57-56.
That was one of the highlights last night. And we've talked a lot about, or the team has talked about, heck, the team, from Brad Stevens, Marcus Morris, the rest of them, about rooting for each other and taking joy in each other's success and wanting each other to succeed. You think there might be a lack of that on the Celtics, players actually rooting against each other or, you know, pulling against someone because they're taking their minutes or their shots. That's been a theme this year. On that dunk by Tatum, that great spin dunk, the whole bench got up, or so I thought the whole bench got up, and then someone sent us something.
Most of the bench. A listener sent in a screen grab from the game last night, and I sent it to our producer, Vinny and Josh.
Or is it Josh?
Yeah, I think it's actually Josh today. I sent it to Vinny, but Josh grabbed it. So they'll put it up on the simulcast here. But you look at the bench after Tatum finishes the dunk, and, you know, all the guys at the end of the bench, you know, like four of them, all jumping out of their chairs, completely flipping out, celebrating the dunk, because it was that kind of moment where you went, whoa. And then you look closer, and there's one guy sitting there just completely not reacting on the bench. Who do you think it is?
So I can't see it in the picture that he's showing right now.
So this isn't the one I sent in. The one that they're showing is a...
it's a little more further away.
Yeah, zoomed in. The one that I sent him in is spread out from a wider angle.
Oh, so you tweeted this out.
I did. It's on my Twitter account. Jaylen Brown's just sitting there. Sitting there. Elbows on his knees. Looking forward. Like he's, again, at a bus stop, you know, waiting to be picked up by a cab or whatever else. Like, or a bus.
Sit at the bus stop for a train.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, and I look at that and say, I don't know, something about Brown doesn't sit right with me. Something about Brown doesn't sit right. He doesn't look like the kind of guy that's interested in being part of a bigger group. He just doesn't look like he's into it. How do you not celebrate that moment as a teammate?
Okay, so I think a lot of fingers are being pointed at Jaylen Brown. No question about it. And fingers are being pointed at Kyrie Irving today. Your thoughts, Stephen Taunton, go.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hey, you know, people's got to stop with this. We don't need Kyrie, okay? They seem to forget that in that game 7, we stunk the joint out in the last 5 minutes. Nobody hit a shot. Jaylen Brown, he needs to go. He was 4-for-7 in that game. He stinks. He's the one that I think is the poison. You guys just brought it up with that dunk. This guy does not want to participate with team. He needs to sit his butt down.
Okay, Steve. Well, I'm just going to cut you off. There's two paths. That's to trade all those kids for Anthony Davis and convince Kyrie to stay, and that's your team. And I guess they're showing the picture now if you want to show it to Josh or Vinny. Just after that dunk, there is, again, the whole far right side of the bench.
All right, Tice is up. Time Lord's partying. Who's there like a mope?
Jaylen Brown's just sitting there with his elbows on his legs. That's right.
I mean, really, like, talk about not being engaged at all. Like, what the heck are you doing? And wasn't there a similar thing early in the year when Kyrie hit that big shot against Toronto where Brown wasn't, it was either Brown or Tatum or both. right? Like the whole thing. There is that fracture there. There's a rift there with that team between young guys and old guys.
Okay, so, and they, you know, they got to pick a path eventually. And, you know, I think they want to. They send all the young kids to New Orleans and get Anthony Davis, and that's how you go. Or you just give up on this Kyrie and Davis thing because they don't want to be here in the first place and stick with the kids and try and find a guy another way.
So Stinton put it a good way, though. Do they need Kyrie?
Do they need Kyrie to win a championship? Yes.
Okay. See, like, to me, that's...
Okay, but right now, but again, Maz, we don't know what the future holds. And if Tatum develops into the guy and Gordon Hayward just takes an extra year but returns to who he's being, and they have room for a third slot, and that third guy is a legit guy, that's another path. Kyrie's not the only path.
Look, I agree. I just think that to win a championship, you need that talent.
Okay, got it.
You know, I'd want to, you know, be interesting to pick Stevens' brain about this whole thing, too. Like, I don't know. You know, again, this is now my brain working. We played that cut earlier where Stevens says, you know, we wanted to say we ran the offense through Hayward, and he caught himself. If he had his druthers, would he do it that way and get rid of Kyrie?
Yeah, maybe. And that's what he's stopping himself from saying it because, again, they don't want to piss off the diva.
I mean, like, I wonder about that. We ran it through, like, maybe in his mind he's thinking, no, I can run it through Hayward. It will be good.
Or maybe he doesn't want to trigger any other players that are pissed about Hayward's minutes.
Right, so they're all jealous of each other. Yeah. Like, you know, the offense runs through him, Brad? Like, so they're all tiptoeing around all these guys because they're all, you know, they still ain't right in there.
Oh, my God, what a bunch of children.
Joe and Rozzy. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, they're all a bunch of divas. I can't stand it. Brad Stevens, this guy needs to grow a set of balls and tell these kids, like, listen, this is your role. You're playing it. You know, I can't take it anymore. This team, I'm starting to hate this team when I watch them. I see Jason Tatum. He's driving the lane. He's doing these fadeaway shots like he's Kobe Bryant, complaining to the refs with this stupid little sour look on his face. He needs to be smacked. And then you got, like, Gordon Hayward. Everyone cheers for him. He scores more than 20 points, and it's a miracle. This guy's getting paid millions. This guy's, it's his job. He's supposed to be doing this. Then you got guys like Kyrie, who just cares about himself. It's like, dude, go away. I don't even care about him.
Let me just stop you. I think there's a lot of likable qualities to the team, but they've gotten less likable with Kyrie.
I mean, that guy sounds like he hates everybody.
Yeah, it's a little too much.
Like, I'm sorry, last night, they were good to watch last night. Yeah, they were fun to watch last night.
Excellent.
So, but this is the dilemma with the Celtics at the moment. Do you want to like them, or do you want them to win the championship? Because you probably need Kyrie to win the championship.
Yeah, it's the latter.
But they're less likable.
His critique was way too harsh. But one thing, and I've been saying this for a while, I hate the complaining from Tatum.
To the refs? Oh, it's
since,
LeBron.
Since last year.
It's LeBron.
It happened since he came into the league. Dude, stop it. Who are you? Like, you haven't proven yourself to get any of these calls and complain to the refs the way that you do.
It's the exact same body language. It's the exact same gesture as LeBron. He does the exact same thing. Oh, brutal. Just brutal. Get back down the floor. Mike in the car. Go ahead, Mike.
How you doing, guys? I was going to say he's a cancer, but I just think the comparison to Carmelo is huge. Dude's a black hole. You watch the game. Larry Bird, he hits it to the open man. Jordan, open man. There's something wrong with the guy's game, and it's showing up in the wins and losses, guys. I'm sorry.
Well, you can't argue with the wins and losses. They have, for whatever reason, they have not been better with him on the floor than without him. I don't know why. They should be. Their ceiling's higher with them. Do you think it's an on-the-floor thing, Maz, or an off-the-floor thing?
I think it's an off-the-floor thing. It's not an on-the-floor thing. Kyrie's fully capable of making other guys better when he wants to. We were starting to see it right before the two L.A. teams came in. He had that stretch of about 8 games where he had 10 assists a game. He was playing better. And, in fact, it all goes back really to him deciding at one stage, screw this. It was that Orlando game where he didn't get the ball at the end of the game and he got pissed off, and he started playing better. He actually started making his teammates better. He's capable of it. He just needs to be kicked in the ass a little bit.
Okay, Jeff in Connecticut's been on since we came on with a Red Sox thought. I don't want to leave him hanging all day, Jeff. So go ahead. What do you got for me on the Red Sox?
Hey, guys. With the start of spring training, I've heard some press snippets from Dombrowski about internal solutions like Thornburg or even, God forbid, Stephen Wright with the bullpen and the closer. What accountability will Dombrowski have if the bullpen lays an egg this year?
Oh, we'll hammer him. I mean, what do you mean? You don't think if his plan doesn't work, he's going to get criticized? So he's going to get criticized.
Oh, no, we'll hammer him. Not the Lemmings out in Red Sox Nation, though.
Good ship lollipop?
Oh, yeah, no, everything's good now. Their bullpen can suck all year. It doesn't matter, Mike. October, they put Evaldi in there. They put Porcello in. It's all good. All solved. Price will go back out there. You don't need a bullpen.
He did list Stephen Wright as the one of the possibilities for the closer position.
Oh, yeah. No. And Thornburg.
Well, but at least Thornburg's done that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, for the Brewers.
Yeah, right. A long time ago, but he did it.
Yeah. No. Well, if he's healthy. You know, we think Brazier and Barnes could. Ah, no, you don't need a bullpen. Regular season? Ha! Overrated. Automatic. Autopilot. They're going to win 100 games. They won't get to 108. But they'll get 100 again.
Sleepwalk to it.
Yeah, sleepwalk to 100. No problem. Wake me up in October. The regular season doesn't matter. You don't need a bullpen. No! Who needs a bullpen in the regular season? What type of jackass moron thinks that? That you actually need pitchers to get through a 162-game schedule? No, all good. Everything's good with the Red Sox. Don't worry. They won a championship. They won 108 games. They got no viable relievers or closer in the bullpen. But, you know, don't sweat it. All good. All good, man. We got it good. It's fine. No problem, dude. Everything's good. See you in October. We'll just put Evaldi out there. Everything's good. No problem.
Maz, when's the baseball reporter start this
year? Yeah, Don Drysdale Evaldi all of a sudden. Don Drysdale. Guy's never made it through a season as a starter. Give him $17 million, and now all of a sudden you get Don Drysdale out there. Terrific. No, it's all good. No. All good, Mike. All good. What are you worried about? You don't need a bullpen. What are you, stupid? Moron.
Does the caller have any doubt that Dave Dombrowski will get it if the bullpen doesn't work out?
Oh, Red Sox fans, you're such lemmings. You know, you're still on that high from 2018. And look, it's fine through December. Once we turn the calendar, can we actually focus on the thing that's coming next? Can we focus on the next task? Or do we have to run around with a champagne bottle jammed up our backside all season?
Okay,
you gonna do that?
There's a Red Sox thought for you as you uncork the champagne bottle from your tuchus. I have a thought for you on the Patriots. Coming up as well. Start to mix in some other stuff as well as your Celtics calls right after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. On an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
I just don't know what to say anymore.
Wrong, sorry.
It's Felger and Maz.
They could use a good ass kicking.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
What makes this year different then?
What makes this team this year kind of the feeling without different than maybe the last couple years?
I'm not sure. This is a, you know, unique team. You know, it's not going to be the same next year. Just going to have to make the best of it.
Remember we ran that cut? That was before the Charger game, right? In the playoffs. We said, oh, Brady's sort of throwing his team under the bus there. He was going to have to make the best of it. And they said, no. People said, no, he's talking about next year. I still don't know. So we used it. I'm using that in the context of he was talking about next year. Now I'm going to do it to suit this agenda. Which is, you know, Bray says, well, but that, you know, what that comment implies is that there's going to be a lot of turnover and we have to make the best of it. And I do think that was the plan, don't you? I mean, you look at, well, hell, they wanted to trade Gronkowski last year. So, you know, they were ready to move on from him last year. But you look at the roster and the salaries and you look at where Devin McCourty's at where Rob Gronkowski's at, where Dante Hightower's at.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the Trent Brown signing. You came here, worked great for 1 year, but he's an unrestricted free agent, and he's not your guy, and you've just drafted a left tackle, you know, in the first round last year. So, you know, I don't know what if he was expected to be a long-term prospect. He probably wasn't. Trey Flowers is up and is, you know, going to break the bank. And so was there a thought all year that they're going to have to really reset their roster in the offseason? I think there was. And sort of what occurred to me, I was reading Tom Curran on NBC Sports Boston and sort of said, the headline was, Patriots' imminent reboot seems less ominous now. Tom had written a story, and he was one of these guys that was writing during the year that, you know, he didn't, you know, that it was going to come to an end at the end of this year. People were going to leave. The team was going to dismantle. They're going to have to reset and reboot the whole thing, and it was coming to an end this year. And he said he wrote that in November about the Bills coming due and the reboot the Patriots would face after the season. He said, I wrote it with an air of foreboding because at that point they were 9-3 on their bye, fresh off an ass booting by the Titans. But since then, we all know what happened. Everything fell into place. They won another Lombardi. And now he says, now from the outside and more importantly, within the organization, there is a huge sense of optimism that the Patriots are ready for the reboot. How are they ready for the reboot? Well, he says the Patriots not only have the draft capital and cap space to fill holes, they also have a pack of guys who quote-unquote redshirted last year. The fat kid from Georgia, Isaiah Wynn. He also mentions Duke Dawson, the second-round corner, right, who was supposed to be something. He didn't make it through the year, but he sort of redshirted. He mentions Juwan Bentley, the linebacker, who looked good in the preseason. So those three guys are coming back. He says also, sixth-round picks, Christian Sam, who's a speed linebacker, Braxton Berrios, the slot receiver, and seventh-round pick Ryan Izzo, a tight end, also ended last year on IR. He says these three are bigger question marks than Wynn, Dawson, and Sam, but at least they're in the mix. And then he says, well, also look at the draft. They have right now three picks in the first two rounds. They have four picks in the top three, but they're going to get a couple extra comp picks at the end of the third round because of the free agency refill that they do in the league. So when it's all said and done, they're going to have six picks in the first three rounds to refill any of their holes. So he says whether we call it a rebuild, a reload, or a reboot, it's a lot less ominous than it seemed in November. To which I would say, why does it feel less ominous? Because all those things existed whether they won the Super Bowl or not.
Yeah, to me what they are is they're more palatable. In other words, you deal with them better, and they taste a little bit better because you just won the Super Bowl. But the task is every bit as daunting as it was in November.
I mean, the conditions would have been exactly the same whether they had lost to the Chargers or won the Super Bowl.
Right. It's all about the flavor.
They would have all those draft picks. They would have all those guys redshirted. They'd all be the same.
Yeah.
Why? The reason it's less ominous is because
they won the Super Bowl. It feels less drastic.
You won the Super Bowl and it takes the edge off.
Right. So no, it tastes better.
It's more, right, do you just say palatable? It's more palatable to do a rebuild after you've atoned for that awful Eagles loss. That's not the last, you know, taste in your mouth or some loss this year in the playoffs. You're now done 1-6. And so everyone understands at some point you're going to have to turn this thing over a little bit. And it makes that, if you have to take a half step back to take a half step forward, it makes it a lot more pleasant to do it with a banner hanging in your stadium.
No question. I mean, to me, again, the task, though, is every bit as daunting. And, you know, as you rattled off those names, those first three especially, Gronk, McCourty, Hightower, those are huge pieces.
Okay, here's my question, though.
No, and I'm talking about during the core of your identity here over the last 8 years or whatever it is. I'm not talking about necessarily in 2018. I'm saying that those guys were centerpiece guys. Hightower and McCourty were centerpiece guys on the defense.
Okay, but with Tom Story got me thinking. And that is, and this is another thing that the Super Bowl changes. If they had lost in the playoffs, then it's sort of easy to say, okay, now we got to turn the page. Like, because it's, you know, you got old. It wasn't good enough. These guys are making too much money. So it's time to move on from Hightower, get younger and faster on defense. It's time to move on from Devin McCourty and get some fresh blood in the secondary. It's time to move on from Gronk. He's more trouble than he's worth. And so in some ways, that easier to cut the cord. But wait a minute. All those guys actually made it to the end. They all contributed to another championship. And are you now tempted, and should the team be tempted, to say, well, wait a minute now. Do we actually have one more with this group? We act, Can you bring back all those guys and do it one more time? Is there a whole nother approach here? Because, again, I think a lot of people thought that was going to be a big, you know, so the coaching staff is reset, but we thought it would happen on the roster. But there's a way here. And I don't think that, you know, McCourty, Gronkowski, and Hightower are going to get every dime that's due to them. But instead of asking Gronkowski to take a 50% pay cut, you say, here's 80%. And instead of having Devin McCourty take a 75% pay cut, you say, well, you know, instead of making you just make three, we're going to give you eight. Or you pay Hightower, McCourty, and Gronkowski enough to make them happy to bring them all back. And you do just what you did last year, which I didn't think would work and generally doesn't work. But and that is take the offseason off. Do what you have to do to get your mind and your body right. When you come back, it's more days off, meaning not no days off, more days off. We'll sleepwalk through the regular season. We won't treat every game like the Super Bowl. Maybe we have a few more losses than we usually do. But come December, we'll all get right, we'll all figure it out, and we'll do just what we did last year. Is there a path there?
A little one.
Should they do that?
No. So when you're saying, is there a path there? Of course.
You can do that.
You can do whatever the hell you want. No. No.
Bring these guys back, pay them their money, and if not 100%, you know, 100 cents on the dollar, then make them happy. Because they're easy. They could easily.
So I'm a no on all three.
They can easily push out McCourty, Hightower, and Gronkowski just by saying, you guys are all cut. You have to come back at really reduced salaries. And in that case, I bet they all retire or move on. So they could easily push them out. They could also easily bring them all back by paying them what they're due or paying them close to what they're due and just reset the whole thing and not reboot it, just do the exact same thing you did this year.
No. And look, I mean, could they? Sure. Do you think Bill will?
I don't think they will because I don't think they like bad contracts.
No, they won't. They won't do it that way. Now, again, when I say I'm no on all three, you want to tell me you can bring back one or maybe even two of those guys on reduced deals? Let's talk it out and figure out which one or two we're talking about and maybe.
I want Gronkowski at full money. I don't think they should ask him to take a dime off the table and just bring him back.
Yeah, you think Bill wants Gronk?
No.
I didn't want him last year.
No, not at that money. No, I know. Right, exactly. But I don't know. Things have changed. Conditions are different than last year. Is Gronkowski going to, you know, run around acting like a jackass like he did last year, threatening retirement and, you know, wrestling proverbs and motocross press conferences? Is he going to do all that nonsense? I don't think he is. See, I think the conditions are different this year. I even think Brady will show up in the offseason because I think last year, Curran said this last night on TV, and I agree with him. Last year, Brady was pissed. He was sending messages. Brady's not, I mean, again, he got away with it, but he's not someone that, he's a hardworking guy. Is he going to, the rest of his career, he's going to go fart around Monaco during passing camps? I find that hard to believe. I really do.
Yeah, I still say.
So but the whole point is, Maz, that yes, Bill was ready to move on from these guys last year, but things have changed.
Okay, and I would still say, though, that if I'm the Patriots, use the goodwill from the Super Bowl to start the rebuild. And again, call it whatever you want. I don't care if you call it a rebuild or a restructure or shaping or whatever it is. Okay, but you use the goodwill from the Super Bowl to do it. Because again, now I'll believe it. All those things that Curran rattled off, the six draft picks in the first 100 of the first three rounds, I'll believe it when they actually use them all, because how many times have we said that?
Yeah, no.
And they end up moving some of those picks and they use three of them and trade three others. You know, so but that aside, use the goodwill from the Super Bowl and get younger. You're old. Your core guys are old. Even Edelman. And Edelman's coming back. But what's realistically, how much more is there in Edelman? So I say use the opportunity, start rebuilding it now. Use the goodwill from the Super Bowl. And I'll tell you, when you add in the coaches and everything else, and again, here I am, that guy again. But I look at it and say, it feels to me like they're getting ready to hand the thing off. Now, I thought that was going to happen this year. What do I, you know, obviously I was wrong. But you got to go through some sort of major transition here at some point where the keys are being passed.
I just think they have a choice. They could bring the band back and do it one more time like this. I think the assumption was this is the year that they sort of flip over the roster, but they don't have to. They don't have to. I mean, Hightower, when he gets into the playoffs, is a different guy. I think we've seen that now for a couple of years. This one was dramatic. He was invisible for much of the year. And then the playoffs, he's a different guy. And McCourty, I don't think he's worth that money. I think he's involved in so few plays, but he obviously has a tangible value there on that team.
Well, and he's steady. He's reliable, always has been.
And Gronkowski, self-evident. I mean, you could just bring it all back. You could. You have the money. You have the room. You just bring it all back and do it again and treat it the same way. More days off, Murray. Bang it. And then when it, as we later in the switch, we'll, you know, later in the season, we'll flip the switch and just do it again.
What would you do?
I might be tempted to bring it back.
Yeah, I'm not bringing it all back. I'm not doing that. I told you. You want to
more field trips, more cornhole.
What the hell?
Yeah.
No, no, great. Again, let's just make it a country club over
there. You know, bang it.
No, no problem. Yeah. So put a bunch of old guys out. You know, let's not forget, they caught a couple of breaks this year. Okay?
No.
They caught a couple
no,
of breaks.
No, no, no. The league doesn't want them to win, Maz.
Not the least
the,
of which.
The refs were out to get them. The league was out to get them. They caught no breaks. The Patriots never catch breaks.
Not the least of which was the fact that they got a bye with an 11-5 record. Okay, so again, Houston had the chance to take that bye and whiffed. So they could very well have been playing wild card weekend, in which case they would have had to play 3 weeks in a row in the postseason, right from the regular season. They wouldn't have made it through.
Okay, so there's a Patriots thought for you. You want to weigh in on that? You can. Some other football items we'll get to right after Murray's update here. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
You know Mike Felger like John Elway a little much.
I think Elway's a don.
You know Mike Felger like John Elway a little much.
Elway's got something up his sleeve. He'll
he calls him Don.
I think he's the Don.
He's sort of Don.
I just think he deserves credit.
But he won't hear me, cause he like a John Elway a bit too much.
God, you love Elway. You guys like to do in Bill We Trust?
I'm a Denver Bronco fan. I feel the same way about Elway.
You talk about Elway like fans in this town talk about Belichick.
Elway took over, and in 4 years they went up 2 Super Bowls, won 4 division titles. All of it worked. I think he's the Don.
You can act like a man!
So we're now going to enter the portion of the program that could best be described, and this is not the only instance of this, but the whole, we're now entering a portion of the program that could best be described as
oh, the Don Felger, you idiot.
There's going to be a lot of that in the next hour on not just this topic, but I'm nothing if not fair. You make fun of myself, me and my Don Elway, John Elway, infatuation. I'm only just rooting for some competition against the Patriots, because from my seat I'm not a fan like you folks. 42-17 every week does nothing for me, so I want another team to challenge you. It's more interesting. It just is. And so I rooted for the Jets, and I put my chips on the table with the Jets. That didn't work out. I rooted for the Broncos, and I put my chips on the table with the Broncos. That hasn't worked out either. I'm really gun shy about finding that next team, but I will find it. Because I think we all need it. So I'll take the fallout when obviously that team falls on its face and can't keep up. And that's John Elway and the Broncos, who today traded for Joe Flacco, who I think blows. Because Elway can't figure out his quarterback situation.
It is amazing. The guy that is maybe one of the best, if not the best at all time. Well, no, Brady. But he's in that conversation of best of all time at that position. Cannot assess that position at all as the general manager of this football team.
Well, the Peyton Manning decision was the right call.
No, anyone could have done that. That can write.
It's not true. It's not true. The Manning thing was the right call. It just was. And so that, like, that'll argue with you all day long. It's just stupid to go back into history and say that having Peyton Manning on that team didn't work, or going back to him as a starter their Super Bowl year didn't work. I mean, it obviously worked. It beat you. But yet it didn't work. Osweiler could have done that. He couldn't. He didn't. He was turning the ball over. He was benched. So, like, that's dumb. But everything else was dumb by me. Right? So, I mean, the rest I'll take the loss on.
Thank God you're saying this, because I thought you were going to try to pitch that Flacco was a Don move.
No.
And
just
I
the opposite.
Flacco blows.
I played the Don Elway thing to make me look bad, because I look bad with John Elway.
That's very big of you.
Yes, because this is another Flacco is crapo.
No, he sucks.
He sucks.
He does. He sucks.
He sucks. I on the face of it, I'd rather have Trevor Siemian. But I see what they're doing. Trevor Siemian turns the ball over. All right? So because Elway can't figure out the quarterback thing, and they still have a good defense, they're going to run the ball and play defense. And so if I'm going to run the ball and play defense and I want my quarterback to protect the ball and not take chances, then it might as well be Flacco, who blows. But he has won in that model before, right? So he can manage the game. He can take care of the ball. You know, he cannot take chances and just do that thing. Trevor Siemian's a better playmaker than Joe Flacco.
Didn't they cut him?
Who?
I have no idea. Siemian. Where I have
No. So not, they're not going to trade Siemian.
No, Case Keenum.
Okay, well, how can I keep saying Siemian? Case Keenum. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're all interchangeable bums.
One bag of crap over the next. But I think Trevor Siemian is a better player than Joe Flacco. That's what I meant to say. Siemian's a better player than Flacco. And Siemian, but Siemian turns the ball over. Siemian threw too many interceptions, and because Elway can't figure out the quarterback thing, they're going to have to run the ball and play defense. So in that case, Flacco sort of fits that model over Siemian. That's what I meant to say, but, or over
Keenum.
But what's the same thing?
He went right back down the same rabbit hole. It was unbelievable.
When hosts don't
annoying.
Listen to themselves.
No, it's just annoying.
Seriously.
It's annoying.
Like, he went from, not Keenum's who I meant, but what I meant was Siemian.
What?
Siemian keeps turning the ball over.
Holy crap. Like, my head is spinning.
I'm rattled because the whole next hour, all we're going to get is dumped on. And I got more for you coming.
No, you.
Me. Well, me.
You.
Okay, so there's that.
Me. Out of it.
Flacco to the Broncos. Good God, that's the answer?
Traded up in the first round to get Paxton Lynch.
Ugh. Brutal. Back to your phones. David Wellesley on the Celts. Go ahead.
The Celtics are 100% unequivocally not better without Kyrie. There needs to be, I hate to dignify this with a response, but people are saying that are insane. And I hate Kyrie, but it's a 10-game sample that people are now referencing in which they've played horrible teams. And what gets overlooked about Kyrie is that he is an absolute magician when he goes to the hoop. I wish he did it more, but he gets the ball into the hoop in ways no one else in that league can. So that's overlooked. But in terms of the team, something's clearly going on between now and when he committed to the Celtics season ticket holders in October. I'm obviously Brown, I think, is part of the problem. I'm starting to think maybe Brad's part of the problem, and Kyrie just wants a Tyronn Lue-esque coach there where they can sort of just let Kyrie do his thing. So something's got to give is the bottom line.
Something has to give. I agree with that, Dave. I don't think Stevens is the cause of the problem. I think he's powerless to stop it. Now, as most coaches are, to take a certain kind of coach to corral all that crap that's going on down there.
Big time.
Okay, so I don't know if anyone could do it, but Stevens isn't the root of the problem, but he's powerless to stop it. That's obvious.
Yes, I look in that league, and I'll tell you, though, the caller might be onto something where he says that, you know, Kyrie would like a coach who's just a figurehead. Stevens is not a figurehead. Stevens actually wants to coach. Stevens actually wants to teach.
That's right.
But the star player in that league, more often than not, ends up coaching the team, running it, and being GM, if you let him. For crying out loud. So this is an issue with Kyrie. How much of your soul, you know, your identity as an organization, you like to use the word soul. How much of that are you going to give up to appease this guy?
This is what I'm talking
about. This is the dilemma.
This is what I'm talking about. You're selling your soul for a guy who's a pain in the ass, does not have you in his heart, and probably doesn't want to be here. So what's the point? And you have a better record without him, which is different than saying you're better without him. Okay, your ceiling's higher with Kyrie, but the record is the record. And it's not just 10 games this year, Dave and Wellesley. It goes back to last year, too. They had a better record without him last year, too. Tom in Boston, quickly.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First off, I just want to thank Antoine Walker's hot take on Kyrie Irving. I appreciate the world that we live in today, that everyone's got a microphone in their face. So we can't all be perfect like Jim Murray, but we'll try our best. But ultimately, though, I just have a message for Celtic Nation. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. We're going to the conference finals. We're probably going to beat Milwaukee. Everything is fine. Our record against Milwaukee, Toronto, and Philly is 6-2. I'll leave you guys alone. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. What's your record in Toronto, Tom? What's your record in Toronto? In Toronto. How's your record in Toronto? You don't have home court. I don't think you're going to catch them. So, okay. So there's... do you care to respond to any of that?
No, I think that I found that guy to be kind of annoying, if you want to know the
really?
Truth. Incredibly annoying.
There's a word for that guy, Murray, but I don't think we can use it. We tried.
As much as you try to say, well, the British use it now.
This is Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You were talking about last year and the Super Bowl, and so yeah, I think you used the word humbled, got humbled in the Super Bowl, and how, you know, that really makes you appreciate getting back to it this year.
For sure. It was a good, honest answer.
Yeah.
Because it's so gone.
There's nothing controversial.
I'd be lying to say it didn't. Right. You know what I mean? Like, that's not the...
Look at it. We expect you to win.
There's a lot of, yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah. There's a lot of us that were here last year, and to sit here and say we aren't thinking about it, like, it's on our minds, but we want to prove the people right. We're here for a reason. We want to prove the people right. We have a lot of fans supporting us. You guys have been a big part of that, supporting us, and we want to prove to you guys and to people like Felger and Maz we could do it. You know what I mean?
I love how you pronounce that. Yeah.
Run on that. You got that?
Yeah. Clean. Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Please.
Don't be running out tomorrow. But
shout out Felger and Maz, you know.
We're here at media night.
Yeah. I mean, where are they at?
I don't know. I don't know where they are.
Dinner?
Probably at a steakhouse. Probably at a steakhouse.
Right. With napkins on them, right?
Oh, wow. He knows about the Nantucket stuff.
With the napkins.
Wow.
If you got shorts on, you get chilly in Nantucket.
You are on top of things.
I've been on Nantucket when it gets cold.
You are on top of everything. That is impressive.
I do my homework, too.
That is really impressive.
Well, Felger's going to love that one.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So part two of told you this, a lot of this. That was Kyle Van Noy at the Super Bowl with Beadle and Zoe. So Van Noy's got a thing with us because, well, I mostly was pretty hard on him for a while. I think he acts like an ass half the time in the locker room. And so I think he just carried himself with some attitude that I didn't like. And so I expressed that months ago, and he obviously hears and sees everything. And so he's been sort of back at us here for a while. If you don't know the backstory with Van Noy, that's the backstory with Van Noy. So he calls us out at the Super Bowl, And then this, I was sent this last night. This appeared on his Wikipedia page.
This is awesome.
This is actually pretty good. So Van Noy is, he's got some internet game, man. Like, he's all over Twitter and social media. Like, and you know me, I can barely log on to the computer. So I can't compete with this.
The Van Noy Mafia.
But he has some sort of, he has great internet game. So his Wikipedia page under the personal life. Van Noy was a communications major at BYU. He is the son of Kelly and Lane Van Noy. He was college roommates and a mentor to football player and former Lions teammate Ziggy Ansah, and best friends with BYU basketball player Brandon Davis. Van Noy is married to former Miss Utah USA winner Marissa Powell. Van Noy is a member of the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints. Is that Jehovah's Witness?
No, it's Mormons.
Mormons. Oh, idiot. BYU. Sorry. Excuse me. My fault. Van Noy is a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He has two sons, Michael Felger Van Noy and Anthony Maserati Van Noy.
And his family has a pet parrot named Max Kellerman.
So I didn't see that one.
So, yeah, well, this is funny. You don't know if he actually did this because anyone can edit Wikipedia. This could have just been a Patriots fan, you know, or someone that just hates the show or something like that. So while it's good and he does have good internet game, we don't really know if it's actually him that did this.
It's pretty good, though. He's our daddy.
Tremendous.
He's our daddy.
I like it.
So he went on Beetle and Zoe. We've requested to talk to him. He went on and we took on Kellerman and, you know, put him in his place. And we've given Kyle the chance to come on this show and put us in our place.
No, I think we should have him in studio. Yeah, I've sit him right there.
However he wants to do it. In studio, on the phone, the official request is in with the team. I don't know if he doesn't want to do it or wasn't given the request or whatever, but we've asked him to come on. You know, when you win the championship, you're allowed to shut everybody up and stick your ass in our face. And we're giving him the opportunity to stick his ass in our face.
Absolutely.
So, but this is a pretty good ass sticking right here as it is.
It's funny.
He's our daddy. He has two sons, Michael Felger Van Noy and Anthony Maserati Van Noy.
Maz Van Noy.
So he went on Beetle and Zoe today and followed up on this.
Hey, did you see my Wikipedia change?
Yes, we saw it. Yes.
Who did that?
I don't know. I got two sons now. I think that's pretty funny.
It's amazing, though. The Wikipedia page hasn't changed yet. I guess in order for it to change, somebody has to either complain or, more importantly, prove it to be untrue. And nothing here, really. It's hard to prove it untrue.
Right. And who wants to change that anyway?
Nobody wants to change.
You know my two sons aren't going to change that. They know better.
All right. So, Mikey and Tony.
Have you heard this clip yet?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So I hadn't. Oh, so but he, now oh, hearing this, oh, he definitely did it then. I think he altered the Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah, no, I listened to it on the way in, yeah.
Listen to him now. So listen to how, I mean... He can come on and stick his ass in our face, but this ass sticking right here that he's doing, he's about to do, it's hard to do much better than this. Listen to this.
All right. So
Mikey and Tony.
Is there any...
I might let him go out and play today. Depends how I feel.
All right. Well, hey, it sounds
They're on time. They're on timeout. You guys okay up there?
Let him out of the box.
Yeah.
Yeah, just treating us like little boys.
Oh, yeah, no. He's schooling us. There's no two ways about it.
Little boys. I might let him go out and play. I might my two little boys go out and play.
Time out.
Thanks, you.
Good for you, Bill Belichick found you, Kyle. That's all I have to say. Could you still be covering punts in Detroit? You'd be a nobody. No one would care what you would say. thank God Bill found you. Thank God for your sake. Thank God he found you for your sake and turned you into a star.
Yeah, see, now I'm not going to mock him for the Detroit thing. I'm not going to do that. Shake your ass all you want. You won the Super Bowl. That's great.
No, this is true.
You better not suck again next year, though. You better not revert. That's all I got to say.
Thank God you're not a Lion.
You had a good year. You improved quite a bit. Don't suck next year.
What if you were still a Lion?
I'm sure he realizes that.
What if you were still a Lion? Would anyone know who Kyle Van Noy is?
He'd be playing for Matt Patricia.
You'd be playing for Matt Patricia, Kyle. How do you feel about that? We'd be laughing then. Good luck with that.
Yep, especially if Hightower's gone, you better not suck.
It's a good thing they didn't throw to Gurley in that game. That's all I have to say. No, he deserves it. You win a championship, it's a, now I'll use a kid, a internet phrase, it's a giant cup of STFU, which is what he's allowed to do. And so
yep.
I should just STFU and stop chirping him because he, I thought he sucked. He didn't. I thought that he had a, you know, he was a jerk.
Postseason, he's arguably their best defensive player.
He was terrific. He was terrific. Once again, they found a player and found what he did well and hid what he did poorly and, you know, turned him into something.
No. At this stage, I think we have graduated from STFU. I think with honors, the two of us, for crying out loud. It's like, yeah, okay.
Okay, so.
But you better not suck next year.
It's not over. It's not over. I got one more case of coming up for you. With your Celtics thoughts, you want to weigh in on the Patriots, you can as well. No commercials here, just an update, and we're right back.
Felger and Maz, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.